Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Now we are over to the Tasman, to Australia. This week on Neighbourhood Watch, South Australian police have raided the offices of a health provider who was responsible for the care of an elderly woman with cerebral palsy who died in April in, and I quote, disgusting and degrading circumstances. But first, I talked to our Australian correspondent, Zoe from Radio Adelaide, on Melbourne's lockdown being extended by 2 weeks into mid-October.
They found out that news on Sunday that their level 4 lockdown will be extending for another 2 weeks. And it's obviously really quite devastating. I was thinking about it this morning, and it's kind of like Victoria are still stuck in the time that the rest of the country was going through in April and May, when we were all in pretty heavy lockdown and being really careful. It's like they're still stuck there, where here in Adelaide and other places, for example, we've been able to go back to normal a little bit, you know, not completely normal, obviously, but I don't really feel for Melbourne. They're going through it, and they've been really, you know, taking the heat for the rest of the country in this big lockdown, and everyone who is in lockdown in Melbourne is doing it for the greater good, which sounds cheesy, but it's true, and they should be admired, because certainly with no it certainly isn't an easy thing to have to do. So Victoria, though, in some good news, are reporting some pretty low number cases compared to a few weeks ago. We saw last night they had 76 new cases in the last 24 hours. Obviously, this is dramatically different to the 400 plus cases that, you know, I was reporting on a month or so ago. And unfortunately, yesterday the numbers of deaths had also risen by 11, taking the state's death toll to 694. And we're seeing a lot of older people pass away in their 60s and 80s and 90s, although I don't think 60s is necessarily that old. And it's interesting to see that, obviously flattening the curve with this extended lockdown. But, you know, I don't live in Melbourne. This isn't lived experience, but you can only assume, and from what I've seen of friends' accounts with people on the internet, is that they're going through a really hard time, and, you know, feels blatantly impossible. But, you know, despite it really being an awful situation, they understand and they're complying and mostly playing by the rules. However, over the weekend, we did see some protests in Victoria. This was the day before they announced the lockdown would be extending for 2 weeks. And this is sort of on their sovereign citizens movement. I believe I've spoken to you all about this before, but essentially they believe that they are entitled to freedom and can do whatever they want, essentially. And, you know, there were some protests against the lockdowns and people saying that they shouldn't have to lock down and they can do whatever they want. Rah, rah, rah. So some pretty harrowing scenes in Victoria over the weekend as well with these protests. I don't really know what to say about it without sounding incredibly unbiased, but, you know, the police were there, and there were just a bunch of white people, essentially, and they all got away with it.
But how does the rest of the states look like?
Yeah, so New South Wales reported a few cases yesterday, I think just under 10 cases. They're probably the second most worried about state, obviously being so close to Victoria and obviously having so many people live there. But they're pretty tight on restrictions and are doing a lot of contact tracing to better their chances of not getting another outbreak. As for the rest, South Australia, WA, NT, you know, if you live in South Australia, you can actually go to the Northern Territory and go for a holiday. We're all pretty open and kind of back to normal. I mean, when I say back to normal, you know, there's no big gigs happening or big crowded festivals or anything. But, I mean, the Adelaide Film Festival opened in March last night. We can all go back to the cinema and, yeah, it's just, there's obviously things are different, but things are the same. I don't really know how to describe it without sounding so dumb, but it's like kind of the same again. And it makes me a bit sad to say that because we know that our brothers and sisters and friends in Victoria are not feeling the same right now.
I guess it's kind of more quite similar to what's happening here right now. Like, there is a sense of normality going on, but when you know outside of the country, everything's not normal. Yeah,
definitely.
Moving on, and you have a South Australia local story for us.
Yes, yeah. So I'm not sure who I spoke to about this when I first reported on it. So for some background on the story, Anne Smith passed away in April, and she died in hospital after being left in a cane chair for at least a year. And Marie Smith was under the care of a disability carer who was employed by Integrity Care, company here who send out home carers, and unfortunately this situation was absolutely harrowing, and when it first came out it was devastatingly heartbreaking that this woman could be left in a chair for a year and no one would have known any other way, and has definitely sparked a lot of rhetoric around the Royal Commission into Disability Care and aged care as well. Yesterday, though, it was reported that SA Police had raided the business which employed the carer, who was charged with the manslaughter of Anne-Marie Smith. And police attended the headquarters as well of Integrity Care, and also its director's home, and they were to seize papers and documents relating to Anne-Marie Smith's care. It's good to see that action is being taken and that this type of behaviour and this type of care is obviously unacceptable, and it'll be interesting to see what more comes out of this inquiry. And Anne-Marie Smith's passing away obviously has promoted many inquiries, including a state task force and NDIS, which is the National Disability Insurance Scheme, Quality and Safeguards Commission, to lead an independent review as well into what has happened. Her carer has been charged with manslaughter, and I guess what the point is of yesterday's happenings of the raids and trying to find more information is that exactly it, so that they can know that this is never going to happen again, and that moving forward, care facilities or aged homes are doing the right thing, because Anne-Marie Smith's situation and passing definitely made news headlines, especially here in the state. But you know, it's not like she isn't the only person who wasn't getting the right care that they deserved and that they needed.
So I remember you might have mentioned a little bit earlier that there is a Royal Commission into state care and elder abuse. Is that right?
So there's a Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety is the official terms of what it's called. This was established in October 2018, and it has closed as of the 31st of July 2020, which I think that's kind of interesting. That was the general submission for closed on the 31st. Considering right now we're seeing such harrowing numbers of COVID within aged care facilities, and elderly people are really bearing the brunt of this global pandemic, it'll be interesting to see what really comes of that Royal Commission.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.